Welcome to the Daily Zen Tei Show, a reading of the Daily Zen Journal, which is derived from talks given to students and writings of the ancient masters. Each Tei Show will feature text from a selected volume, followed by commentary. The Tei Show is selected and interpreted by Ilana, scribe for Daily Zen. The title of this Tei Show is Record of Lin Ji, Sangha Instruction, excerpted from The Record of Lin Ji, translated by Jeffrey Broughton. Stream enterers, it's none other than you. In your venue of activities, right in front of you, no different from that of the Buddhas who are our patriarchs. You just don't have confidence in this, and so, right away, proceed to external seeking. Make no mistake, externally, there is no Dharma. Even the internal is ungraspable mentally. Rather than appropriating the words from my mouth, it would be better for you to give it a rest and have nothing to do. Thoughts that have already arisen, do not continue them. Thoughts that have not yet arisen, you must not let them get loose. It would do you more good than 10 years traveling on foot throughout the world, trying to locate a teacher in order to seek the Dharma and realization. According to my vision, there's no yada 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 to it. It's just a matter of being your usual self, as in your daily activities. Put on your clothes, eat your food, and pass your time. Not a thing to do. You who come from all over the place are all with mind, seeking the Buddha and seeking the Dharma, seeking liberation, seeking to escape the three realms. Idiots! You want to escape the three realms. But exactly what place do you think you're going to? The Buddhas and patriarchs that you are seeking are only terms that bestow bondage. Do you want to know the three realms? They are not apart from the mind ground of you who are listening to the Dharma right now. Your single moment of greed is the desire realm. Your single moment of anger is the form realm. Your single moment of stupidity is the formless realm. They are the furnishings that come with your house. The three realms won't say to you, "We are the three realms." In any case, it's you, the stream enterer, right now before me, clearly casting your light on all things and sizing up the world, who does the attaching of names to the three realms. Students today fall short in their understanding because they consider names to be understanding. In great books, they transcribe the sayings of some old dead geezer, some master without the eye, stacking them three layers deep, five layers deep, into their monks' traveling bags and not letting anyone else see them. They say, "This is the mysterious principle," and guard it as a secret treasure. Big mistake. Blind idiots. Just what kind of juice do you hope to extract from such dried-up bones as these words of instruction from dead geezers, recorded in your great big books? There is a type of bad teacher who doesn't know good from bad. They conjecture and haggle over the teachings, fabricating interpretations of the phrasing. It is as if they hold clods in their mouths and spit them back out for other people. It's like commoners transmitting secret passwords and counterpasswords for identifying friend from foe, a whole life frittered away. Even though bad teachers say the secret password, "I have left home," the moment they are asked about the Buddha Dharma, which is not the expected counter password, they right away clam up and have nothing whatsoever to say. Their eyes are like the blackened vent of a stove, and their silent mouths are like a shoulder pole sagging under a heavy load. Beings like this, even if they were to encounter the next Buddha Maitreya as he emerges into the world, would fall into an avicii hell. Venerables, you bustle along, going to various regions. What are you looking for? The soles of your feet have gotten as wide as planks from tramping about, traveling on foot far and wide, in search of a teacher and realization. There is no Buddha that ought to be sought, no way that ought to be completed, no Dharma that ought to be attained, nothing to do. Externally seeking for a Buddha with characteristics, a Nirmanakaya Buddha adorned with 32 characteristics, or a Buddha made of clay or wood, would not resemble you, the true Buddha of your own mind, that one person. If you want to know your original mind, the true person, it's not something outside of you that you can join up with, nor is it something you can ever be apart from. Stream enterers, the true Buddha, everyone's Dharmakaya Buddha, has no form. The true way has no substance. The true Dharma has no characteristics. These three Dharmas come fused together as the single seamless place. Those who haven't been able to perceive the single seamless place, we call transmigrating sentient beings of confused karma consciousness. Question: what are the true Buddha, the true Dharma, and the true way like? Please give us instruction. The master said, a Buddha is mind purity itself. The Dharma is mind radiance itself. The way in every place is unobstructive radiance itself. The three are one, and they are all empty terms, without real existence. For the practitioner of beholding reality as it truly is, moment after moment, the mind never breaks off from beholding reality as it truly is. 24 hours a day, peacefully dwelling in the state of the original portion. When the great master Bodhidharma came from the Western lands, he was only in search of a person, a true person, who was not discombobulated by other people. Later, he met the second patriarch, Huike. At Bodhidharma's single utterance, my quieting mind for you is over. At once everything was settled, and for the first time, Huike understood that his practice up until then had been useless effort. As for this mountain monk's vision today, it's no different from that of the Buddhas, who are our ancestors. If you catch on to an 8-line poem by its first couplet, you are a teacher of the Buddhas, who are our ancestors. If you catch on to it by the second couplet, you are a teacher of humans and devas. If you only catch on to it by the third couplet, you won't be able to save even yourself. Linji. These selections are taken from Sangha instructions from ancient times and given the flavor of a master wielding a sword to cut through illusions. Sparse and to the point, Linji has no tolerance for superficial approaches and glib comments from students. He is a force of nature and takes us straightforward up the mountain. Like a skillful teacher, the rug is pulled out from under our feet. Anywhere we try to get a purchase. Nothing to hold on to. It feels like being called back home after years of wandering the meadows and byways of spiritual searching. What more do we need? As this mountain person would say today, may my mind be clear. May I live fearlessly in the mind of readiness. May I rely on nothing but emptiness. Dedicating the fruits of our practice to all sentient beings. Ilana, scribe for Daily Zen. Recording and audio production by a longtime friend of Daily Zen. Music by Asha Danielyan and Nature's Eye at Pixabay.com. To learn about Daily Zen, read journals and quotes, donate, or see the artistry of Daily Zen, please visit dailyzen.com. Thank you for listening, and may your way be clear.